Shar Ben Yamin, the Miyor was in the Shar Ben Yamin, Vishom Baal Pekidus, Ushma Yir Iyo, Ben Shalemio, Ben Hananio, and it says, Vayispash Yesimiyo, he grabbed the hold of Yimiyo Hanovi. Lame was telling to Yimiyo that El Hakastim Atanayfli, you know, you're going to fall to the Kastim. And Vayayim Yimiyo, Yimiyo said back to him, Sheker, no, it's false. Enem Yimiyo El Hakastim, I'm not going to fall to the Kastim. Loy Shom Elov, and Yimiyo Hanovi didn't listen to him. But the pasuk then says that vayispoish Yiriyo b'Yimiyo, that Yiriyo grabbed the hold of Yimiyo, vayivieyu elakastim, and Britaka brought him, or elasorim, he brought him to the sorim. So mashmi Yimiyo was given over because of this chanifus that he said. The Yomer Reb Lozo, kol edesh yesh bo chanufa meusa kenida, any aid, any congregation that also has this chanifus, they're also meus, it's disgusting like an ida. Shneim the pasuk says ki adas chonav galmud, that an eider that says chanif is like a galmud. What does a galmud mean? Shekain v'karchi ayam karim lanida galmuda, and over the seas they call a nida a lashon of galmuda. And the Gemara explains my galmuda. What's this lashon of galmuda? It means gemula mi baila. She's like taken away from her husband. That's why this eider that says chanif is like taken away from Hashem. V'yomer Reb Lozo. Kol eida sheyesh bo chanuf, any eida congregation that has this chanifa slatter is l'soiv geulah. They're going to end up, they have to go to Golis. They're going to be exiled. Ksivocha says over here, ki adas chon of galmud, that the eida that has chanifa is like galmud. Ksivocha, another pasuk says, v'yamarte bilvavech, it says in his heart, miyelet li es eila v'ani shekula v'galmuda geulah v'surah. He's going to have to go into Golis. So mashma, because of this inyan of having chanifos, you're going to have to go into Golis, into exile. And Amr Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba, Arbo Kitois and Mekablois Pnei Shechina. There are four different type of people that are not going to be zeicher, lost in love with, to see the Pnei Shechina, to see Hashem. Kas Leitzim, people have Leitzonis that joke around. The Kas Chanifim, people that flatter, they have the Rishoyim. The Kas Shikorim, the people that say lies. The Kas Misapri Lashon Hara, and the people that speak a lot of Lashon Hara. Castlate some people that joke around. The pasuk says, "Moshech yodoi es leitzusim." He'll take away the hands of the people that leitzusim, the people that joke around, and they won't come near Hashem. Cast chanifim. How do we know? The pasuk says, "Kilo lefonov chonaf yovoi." That the people that have chanifus won't come in front of Hashem. Cast shikorim, people that lie. The pasuk says, "Doiver shikorim, people that speak shikorim lie is loyichul leneged einai." They won't be able to come close to Hashem. Cast misapri lashon hara, people that talk lashon hara. The Chassid pasuk says, "Ki lo yachof its rosho ato." So like a Kodesh Baruch Hu does not like a rosho, lo yigurcha ra, that you won't live with ra, you won't live with rishoyim if people speak lashon hara. But rather, tzaddik ato Hashem, Hashem is a tzaddik that lo yogu b'gurcha ra. They that can't live in the mother of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that means katim. The people that speak lashon hara, they won't be able to see the pnei shechina. The Rashi says, lo yigurim chora. The Gabi Misapri Loshinorik Siv Dichsiv Hu Bapashosa Kiyin Bifiyu Nichoina. That this Pasha is talking about Lashon Hara. So the people speak Lashon Hara won't be able to be Zeicha to see the Pnei Hashchina. All right, Hadron Alecha Eilu Nemarim. All right, we'll stop here. We hold enough mem beis amar aleph. It's a new perek. Meshuach melchama is b'shor shemadaber elohom. When Meshuach melchama, that was a special kohen that was appointed to go out when they had melchama. When they had a mechemes reshus, there was a special kohen that went out. So b'shor shemadaber elohom, when the Meshuach melchama, the special kohen that was appointed to go out b'shas melchama, so b'shas he would talk to the people. Is b'loshen hakodesh hoyim medaber. He would have to talk to them in loshen hakodesh. Shenema, because the pasuk says, "For hoyo ki korovchem el hamuchama." When you come close to have a war, the nigash hakoyin, and the koyin will come close to them and talk to them. So we darshin ze koyin meshuach muchama. That the pasuk says, "The nigash hakoyin," the koyin will come near. That means the special koyin which was appointed for the mechama, to give them divrei chizuk, to mechazik them. And then the pasuk says, "V'dibur elam," they should talk to the nation. So v'dashim b'loshen hakodesh. It means b'loshen hakodesh. V'yomar aleihem, and this kohen should tell them, "Shema Yisrael,
You should listen, Shema Yisrael, and we'll see in the Gemara it means that you used to say with them, Shema Yisrael. Then it says, Pasuk says that, Aloi Veichem, that you have a Mechama now on your enemies, Aloi Veichem. So we dash in, V'lo Yalachechem, and you should know you're not having a war now against your brothers. That means, Lo Yehuda al Shimon, not like if Shevet Yehuda would fight Shevet Shimon. V'lo Shimon al Ben Yomin, and not if Shevet Shimon would fight HaMechama Shevet Ben Yomin. Because over there, when one Jew fights another Jew, there they have Rachmonis one on the other. Shem Tiplu B'yodam, if you'll fall into their hands, is Yirachamu Aleichem. They'll have Rachmonis on you, it won't be the worst thing. But you should know now, you're going to fight against your enemies, the Goyim, that they're not like this, they won't have Rachmonis. But if it would have been like Yehuda and Binyamin, or then the Pasuk says, Kamosh and Emma, the Pasuk says, in Pasuk and Divrei HaYomim, that Vayakumu HaNoshim Asher Nikvu B'Shemus, they got up the special people that have special names, Vayachziku B'Shivya, and they grabbed hold of the captures. V'chol Marumehem, in other words, when the Jews had Mechama one against the other, so it says here that they caught the captures. So Rashi says, K'sil Gabi Pikeach Bermam Liyah, Shenucham Im Ochaz, B'Divrei HaYomim, Sheshavu Mivnei Yehuda Harbe, that they caught a lot of people from Bnei Yehuda. These were Jews. And what did they do with the Shivya, with the captures? The Chol Marumehem Helbishu. Anyone that didn't have clothing, they put on clothing on him. Min Asholol, from what the booty that they caught. Vayabishom, they gave them clothing. Vayanilom, they gave them shoes. Vayachilom, they gave them teeth. Vayashkom, they gave them to drink. Vayesuchom, they smeared them, they put ointment on them. Vayenahalum, and they carried them, v'chamorim, on donkeys, l'chol koshel, anyone that was not able to walk. So Rashi says it means, kol ha-koshtum shevhem, sheni mechoylum lelev ragleim. Any person that was sick, that had a bad time by the mechoma, so they took them back on top of chamorim. And where did they bring them to? Vayevim, Yerecho, they brought them to Yerechoi, ir atamorim. The city of the Tamorim, Eitzal Achayim, near the brothers, Vayeshuvu Shomron, and they made them sit in Shomron. So this is what a Jew does when he captures another Jew in Mechama, they have Rachmonis on one or the other, and they help them along. That's when you fight Jews. But over here, when you're going to have Mechama against the Goyim, the Meshuach Mechama told them, Yishno, Aloyveichem Atem Hochem. Here you're going to fight Goyim, enemies. Shem Tiplu B'yon, if you'll fall in their hands, Ein Merachmin Aleichem, they won't have Rachmonis on you. So you have to be careful, like fight good, be strong, not to be given over to the hands of the Goyim. Then the Pasuk says, Al Yerech Lebavchem, the Mekoyim tells them, don't have a bad heart, Al Yerech, don't be a soft heart. Al Tiru, don't be afraid, Yatachzu, also the lashon of not being afraid. So what does this mean? Al Yerech Lebavchem, your heart should not become soft, Mifnei Tzal Asusim, from the noises that the horses make, or else from sharpening or moving around their swords. Don't be afraid of that. To reason, don't be afraid if you hear the way they're banging together their shields one to another. The big armies, Rashi says, chayolos. If you see a large amount of an army, don't be afraid of them. Al tech bezul means mikel kronos. Don't be afraid of the noise of the kronos of the shofars, the horns that they'll blow. And al tarzu, mifnei kel tzavachos. Don't be afraid of the enemies when they start screaming, like they'll start to scream as if they won the war. Don't be afraid of these things. These are four laws here, four separate laws, that when you go to have a muchama, you can't be afraid of the goyim. But rather you're supposed to have bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the Pasuk ends off, Ki Hashem Elokecha Moholach Imachem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fighting with us. Therefore we can't be afraid of the Goyim, but we have to have Bitochen in Hashem. And Heim Boyim Ben Itzchoynoi Shabos of Adam. The Goyim are coming to win just because of Bos of Adam, the actual flesh and blood. But the Yatem, when the Klai Yisroel goes to have Mechama, Boyim Ben Itzchoynoi Shamokam. We're coming to win with the Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we have to be talking in Hashem and not to be afraid. Plishtim bo benitzchoynei shel Golas. Goliath. Plishtim came because they thought they rely on Goliath. Mahayu Saifa, what happened to the big guy? Le Saif Nofal Becherif, he fell down by a sword. Even though we'll see soon, David put a sling and shot him with a stone, but still Nofal Becherif. But Nofal Imoy, and his nation fell with him. B'nayamayim boyo b'nitzchoyne shal shayvach. The B'nayamayim came to fight with the power they thought they rely on shayvach. Mahayu Saifa, what happened to the end of shayvach? Is Le Saif Nofal Becherif, he also fell and was killed by a sword. The Nofla Imai, his nation fell with him. That's the way the Goyim come to fight. But the Yatem, by Klal Yisrael, the Yatem came, were not like that. Ki Hashem Olokechem Olokimochem, Lilochim Lochem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going with us to fight with us. We have B'tochen in Hashem. And Zeh Machna Oren, that means the Machna of the Oren, that the Oren also went along, B'shas Mochama. We have B'tochen in the Oren that was with us. This is what the Meshuach Mechama used to be mechazik them, b'shas the Mechama. Mor says now, my Kama, Rashi says, min heichi yalav loshna kodesh mirocha. Like the Mishnah says that the Meshuach Mechama, when he spoke to the Am, and had it be in loshna kodesh, how do we see that from the post that it says, v'hoyle kakor v'orcha mechama nidra kodesh zem, how do we see v'dabri alam? How do we see from the words v'dibri alam, means v'davka in loshna kodesh? So Mor answers, hochi Kama, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Shenem, the pasuk here says, "V'dibur elam." True. Well, the halal noyim, but another place it says, "Moshe yedaber v'olehim yanenu b'koil." That Moshe was speaking, and Avad Hashem was answering back in the koil, and Avad there, "Mal halam b'loshin hakodesh." Avad Hashem was also talking there. It means b'loshin hakodesh. Is afkan here also b'loshin v'dibur? Also here means b'loshin hakodesh. That the koyim, Meshuach Mechama, had a b'dat to talk to them in loshin hakodesh. Turn around, buddy. What's the price like this? The pasuk says, "V'nigash hakoyin." The kohen comes close. V'dibur elam, and he talks to the nation. Yochel, I would have thought to say, "Kol kohen sheyirza." Any kohen could come and give them divrei chizuk. Tamalayim on this note. The pasuk says, "V'dibur hashaytrim." Later it says, "The shaytrim, a shayt like the policemen, also talk to them." So, ma shaytrim, just like the policemen, the mamuna. We're talking about shaytrim that were appointed, special policemen, is af koyim b'mamuna. Here also we're talking about a special koyim that had to be appointed for this. And that's called the Meshuach Mechama. He was appointed to give chizlik b'shas to Mechama. For the Gemara v'yema koyim gadol, if so, sure you need a mamuna, somebody's appointed, but maybe you need the koyim gadol. And the Gemara dum yidi shayter, it has to be done to the policemen. Ma shayter sheyesh b'mamuna agabov. Just like the policeman has somebody over him, there's somebody in charge of the shaiter. There's the dayonim that are in charge of them. The shaifet is in charge of the shaitrim. Is af koyim b'mamuna. We're talking about a koyim that somebody's above him. Therefore, we came with talking about the koyim gadol because nobody is above the koyim gadol. Fred Gemara, no, the aim of koyim gadol. Let it. Maybe it still means the koyim gadol. Maybe he's the one that talks b'shas to mechama. And I'll tell you, still it's good. Do me the shaiter. My shaiter, just like by the policeman. Sheyesh memuna agabov. There's somebody that's a shaifet above him. Af koyin sheyesh memuna agabov. For the Moran says, koyin godul nam yika melech agabov. The koyin godul also, it's possible to say there's a king above him. The melech is above the koyin godul. So maybe he's supposed to take the koyin godul to the mechama. Who's agabov? The melech. And if the Gemara be avoidos the Kama, talking about his avoid, what his avoid to do, there's nobody above him. The Melech is not above him, b'shas the avoida. Means the avoid is to the Kohanim. So the Kohen Gadol, nobody's above him. In the avoida, therefore he's not the one to go. For the Gemara, true, but the Yema, maybe let's say Sagan, maybe means the second in charge, the one that's appointed in the case the Kohen Gadol becomes a Baal Mum, becomes a apostle. So maybe the Sagan, and there's somebody above him, the Kohen Gadol's above him. So my answer is no, Sagan, lav memunahu. The Sagan is not called an appointed kohen. The Tanya, we learned like this. Omer Rabbi Chanino, Sagan HaKohanim. Rabbi Chanino, he goofed with the Sagan of the Kohanim. He said that lomo Sagan memunah. For what purpose do they appoint the Sagan? Like when does he have his power to rule? Only Shemira by Psul the Kohen Gadol. That if some psul happens to the Kohen Gadol that he can't do the avodah, then he's like appointed. And then first nichnas u'mishamish tachtov, does he go in and do the avodah instead of the Kohen Gadol? What it means to say, like Rashi says, is that kol zaman no psul happened to the Kohen Gadol, he's not appointed for anything. So the Gan is not really called an appointed Kohen. He doesn't have any power only when the Kohen Gadol becomes possible. So therefore now, B'Shas Mechama, since we don't need this Sagan, he's not called like a Mamuna, an appointed Kohen. Therefore he can't be the one to go to the Kohen, to go to the Mechama, but rather we have to have a special Kohen that was appointed for this purpose. That B'Shas is a Mechama, he'll go out to be Mechazik to Yehudim. Right, then the Pasuk says, V'yomer Aleim Shema Yisrael. What does this Meshuach Mechama, that means this Kohen that was appointed for this, what does he tell them? He tells them Shema Yisrael. For the Gemara, Ma'ishino Shema Yisrael. How come he tells them Shema Yisrael? So Amr Rabbi Yechon, Yechon says, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, that Om Alehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, Afilu Lo Kiyamtem El Kriyah Shema Shachos V'Yarvis. Even if you Klal Yisrael would only have the mitzvah of that you said Kriyah Shema in the morning and by evening, is Yatem Nisarim V'Yodam, you won't be given over in the hands of the enemy. That's what the Meshuach Mechama now is telling Klal Yisrael, make sure you're saying Shema Yisrael today. Make sure you have this chus of the mitzvah Shema Yisrael, that with this chus, you won't be given over to the goyim. Then the Pasuk says, Ayerech Levav Chematira, don't be afraid of the goyim. So Tana Rabbanim, Pamayim Medaber Imam, two times does this Kohen Meshuach, the Meshuach Mechama, talk to the nation. Achas B'Sefer, when they're on the boundary of the land still, the Yachas B'Mechama, one Mamash B'Shasta fighting at the battlefield. B'Sefer Ma'awaymer, what does he tell them when they're still at the end of the boundary? Is Shimu Divrei Marachia Mechama.